Okay, I'm starting.
Okay.
We're in Hilchos Isurei Mizbech, Perk Beis, Halacha Vav, Chapter 2, Law 6. We listed the 23 mumim that are uniquely that of an animal's, in addition to the 50. So now we continue. Halacha Vav. Kol mum mishlosha v'shivi mum hamanuyim bebehema. Any one of the blemishes of these 73 blemishes that we listed, paislin oisim min korban, it nullifies them from bringing them as a korban. V'im nafal echad mehem betmima shehi kodesh. And if, after you sanctified the animal and it had no blemish, and now that it's been sanctified for korban, then it develops a blemish, the halachas tipodeh, it's a mitzvah to redeem it, v'teitze l'chulin, and it goes out being mundane, but all you can do is shecht it and eat it. You can't work it, you can't do anything else like that. After you redeem it, you shecht it and you eat it. However, there's a number of interesting exceptions. Of the 73 blemishes, there are four unique exceptions the Rambam's going to list, or rather three unique exceptions. Chutz, with the exception of mizake, if you recall, one of the blemishes of the 50 blemishes, if an animal gets old and now it's shaking so much, it can't stand steady, that is a mum. Vechole, or a sickly animal, and it's shaking because of its sickness. Umezuam, and has very foul breath.
Oh, no.
So those three, Sha'aval pisha eino kosher l'korban, even though it's a mum that invalidates it from being a korban, okay? But these are not what we would call intrinsic deficiencies within the animal itself, like a blind eye or something like that. You know, it got old. So there's nothing really wrong with it. It's a normal old cow, all right? So it is considered a mum, but since it's not an intrinsic mum, like any of those three, so therefore, so it really is sort of still like not a mum, a little bit. So just like an animal that doesn't have a blemish, you can't redeem it, even though this is technically called a blemish, but what do? It's like an in-between stage. So therefore we say, Eino Nifna, you're not permitted to redeem it. Eliyah Kayim, let it hang around. Faroy, and it grazes. At Shivolet Bo Mum Acher Kavoy, wait for it to develop another permanent blemish, which is a for sure of the other 70 blemishes, Mishar HaMumim from the other mumim, and now that it has a real bona fide blemish, then V'yipodeh, then you can redeem it.
Then it just dies.
Then you're out of luck. V'chein behemes kadoshim shenoilet by mum over. Similarly, an animal that was sanctified in its kodesh and it develops one of these temporary blemishes, and since it's not it's a temporary blemish, it's also in a very awkward position, because on the one hand, ain't a crave, you can't bring it as a korban while it is in the temporary blemish state. But on the other hand, v'lo niftas, you cannot redeem it, because it's not something that cannot be brought. Again, it's not a permanent problem. So what do? You got to wait it out. And therefore what happens? Either the temporary blemish goes away, and then you bring it as an offering, or you have to keep waiting until a permanent blemish, a different permanent blemish, develops. We'll even see some of the temporary ones can become permanent ones. So then that's what we have to do within a holding pattern as well. So now let's discuss the four temporary blemishes. Zion, Arba, Mumim, Ovrim, there are four temporary blemishes. Yesh, Barav, Vahema, that is similar to a man and an animal. Ve'elam, these are the four. Garav lach, a moist boil. The boil is moist inside, and therefore it has the potential of being healed. Chazazis, Shena Mitzvahs, is a different type of boil, as opposed to the boils they had in Egypt, which are not moist, and they are permanent, the Egyptian ones. Or Mayim, Shiyordim Ba'ayin, the water keeps falling into the eyes, goes into the eyes, and it's watering it up to the point where it can't see. But it's not a permanent state of that, because sometimes it stops, maybe, could stop leaking eventually and could get better. And finally, fourth one, sanveirim, a type of degeneration of the nerves of the eye, shading from that's also not a permanent one. And we would have to discuss You know,
so exactly. Palsy. It could be a palsy.
Maybe. So those ones, we just have to wait and see. Do they go away? Fine, it's a regular animal. They don't go away? We gotta wait. Gotta wait till it either develops into a permanent state or a different blemish comes out, and then we would redeem it. Ches. Yesham arbo cholei machrem. There's four other types of sicknesses that are not blemishes, but it has a new problem comes out of it. It's not one of the 73 blemishes. It's not rendered unfit because of a blemish, but there's another technical problem. If you find any one of the following, which we're going to explain, ain makrivim, so you do not bring it as an animal, even though there's no real blemish. And what's the problem here? Lefisha eino min hamuchar, because they're not choice animals for the things that they have, and therefore you won't. We'll see in a minute that if you would be makadosh it, you won't get lashed because it's not really a blemish. You only get lashed for giving blemished animals, sanctifying. If it was a regular animal, we already said you cannot sanctify a blemished animal, and you get lashed. So for this, you wouldn't get lashed. But why? How do you know you don't bring these korbanos? Because the Torah says, "Mivchar nidarecha," your choices of what you promise to give. It's got to be choices. And these suffer from this negative distinction of not being choice, such as, Misha below baneno, in the white of the eye of the animal, it has a yabelis, has a wart in the eye, but she'embo sefer, there's no hair in the wart. If you recall, if there's hair in the wart, that's a blemish. So here it's not a blemish, but it's not your choicest. Or ve'im nigmamu karnav, if the horns, not rubbed out, what's the word I'm looking for?
Worn down?
Whatever.
Worn down,
whatever. There's a word it's not coming to me. But it's like that. Even though it has the tissue between it and the head. Remember we said before, the permanent blemish, if the horn gets worn down and the part that it sits on the head, the tissue is also wears out. But here the tissue has not worn out. Ma'at, some of it close to the body. That's the second one. Or v'nifgamu tchitav apnimis, if the lower tonsil, the inner lower tonsil, is only blemished but not totally removed, which was a permanent blemish, if you remember. Or enigma, if they're shriveled, that's the word I'm looking for. If they're shriveled, that's the same with the horn before, if they're shriveled. But here it's the lower inner tonsil becomes shriveled up. Okay, so either missing a little bit or shriveled up that inner tonsil where it's not totally removed. These are what we call not the choicest. So therefore, if any of these four are Kodesh animals, it happens to have a low craving, they're not brought. But since it's not a real mum, you can't redeem them. So again, what are we stuck with? Elayiru, let it graze, achibu mum, until they develop another permanent blemish, and then you can redeem it. Now the Rambam says a chiddush here, v'mhi kriven, and what if you do bring it after the fact?
It's okay.
Is it a real blemish? No, it's just lacking. That's not mina muvchar. And the Rambam seems to learn the psukim that only if it's a blemish is it totally an invalid korban, and therefore it comes out. He says yerali shir, to appear that Hashem would accept such a korban. Because being mufchar, being choice, is a mitzvah, but not a psul. While a mum is a psul. That's what the Rambam sheet is.
But if it was like the 10th or b'chor, wouldn't you have to, it was like one of these?
This is something that, I don't understand what's one have to do with the other.
So if it was one of these, it wasn't the choices, but it's a b'chor you're supposed to bring. Or the 10th.
So that's not a korban. Like you give it to the kohen. That's a different story. Give it to the coin. That's
not
a different story. Not giving, you're not making it a korban. Give it to the coin. That's not.
Didn't we say mums are basically exterior? Tonsils is pretty far inside.
But if it opens up its mouth, if you recall,
the
Rambam says, if it opens up its mouth and you could see it, right? You do. A mouth is something that opens often, as opposed to inside your rib cage. Okay. Tes vechein, another similar side issue. Behemoth kodashim, animals that are kodesh. After you sanctified it, made it a korban ola, let's say, the animal now did a sin. It didn't do a sin per se, but was involved in a sinful activity that renders it unfit For example, if it was engaged in a in a bestiality act with another human being, passive or what do you call it, the active part of that, or let's say someone used it to worship for idol worship or things like that, the animal is used for sinful activity, or it killed another animal.
Worked on Shabbos?
No, that wouldn't be a problem with the animal. That's not enough. That's not an inherent problem with the animal. But any of these kinds of things, that normally, if you had two witnesses, you'd kill the animal. So if it does, did something like that, but there weren't two witnesses, but it was clearly this, you know, there's one witness or whatever, and, you know, so the guy should not bring such an animal. So let's say you have Be'ed Echad, right? Oshe Misa, that were killed a person. So Be'ed Echad, you have one witness, because if you have two, you'd kill it and finish. There's only one witness, or the owner himself. Means, I know, I saw my animal. I saw somebody bow down to it. I saw my animal kill the animal. We got to make him bring it now. But what do you do? It's a little crave. You don't bring it. But again, but it doesn't have a blemish, does it? Lo niftes, it can't be redeemed. So what do you got to do? You have to wait for a different permanent blemish. And once it has the permanent blemish, then you could redeem it. It would seem as well from the Rambam that b'di'evet, if it was brought as a korban, even though Rambam doesn't say it, but it would seem to be, it would also be okay because it doesn't really suffer from a blemish, and we don't have witnesses that have proved that it should be killed, and therefore b'di'evet, if you brought the animal, it would be okay. Another issue, yud, what about a perfectly good animal? You were makdish it, but then what happens? After you were makdish it, behema shenolad ba'achas mina trefios. Now what happens, develops an animal, it develops one of the trefus, which is not necessarily a mum, but we know it will not last a year. Ha'osas of achil, that forbids it with achila. So if there's certain conditions that we can ascertain, we can, let's say, ascertain there's an inside condition that will make the animal be treif. Even though the animal appears to be healthy, standing up, can't bring it for a korban. Asura lagavim, can't bring it for a korban. Now, why? It's not considered a blemish. That's not an issue. It's not a blemish. Let's say it's internal. It's not one of the 73 blemishes. But you still can't bring it for another side reason. Hari Omer, because the Navi Malachi says, Hakriveu na lepechasecha, would you give such a gift to an honorary king? Hayirtzla Yisub Necha, would he be appeased by you? Would he want what you give? If you gave a human being such a gift, an animal, here, I'm bringing you an animal that's strafe, it's going to die. You wouldn't give it a prison. You don't give it to Hashem. So it's a lack of respect. Right. So it's a lack of respect. So therefore, but again, it's not a for sure blemish. So that we're stuck in this in-between stage again. Even though you can't bring it for a korban, ain't poitinus, so you can't redeem it. Why? Because what's the only thing you could do with an animal that is going to die? If you find out you have an animal that's going to die, what can you normally do? If it's not kutchen, you could sell it to a goy or shecht it or give it to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. That's what you give. You give it to the dogs. So what are you going to say over here? Well, we can't bring it to korban, so we'll redeem it and give it to the dogs. Can't do that. Shame you don't poda something that was made holy to give to dogs. It's quite insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, what can you do? Elayiru ad shemusu, you have to wait till it dies over. You can't wait till it develops a blemish, because even if it develops a blemish, can't redeem it. And therefore, because it's already a trefa, what can you do with it? It's only a trefa. There's nothing to redeem it for except to give it to the dogs. And therefore, you'd have to wait till it dies, vikaveru, and then you bury it. Now this, no, you don't kill the animals like that for no reason. Let's let it go.
Well,
now,
but
let's, well, just let it go. Let it go into the, let it go to the wild blue yonder. Let it go to the forest. Let it go to Mooland.
Mooland?
Yeah, let's go to Mooland. Okay, so here, Bessie, just go enjoy yourself Mooland in the fields over there. You know, if a tiger eats you up, what could we do? You know, whatever. Now, this is all before you shecht the animal. How about after, you know, after they shechted the animals, they hung it up and they took things out, and they obviously did a visual internal inspection. Now, after you shechted it, and now you find out it has a real internal problem, that retroactively was trafed. Now, you didn't do an aver when you shechted it, because you didn't know. But what do you do now? You cannot take the body parts and continue the avoda with them because now you know it's a trefa. So therefore, Yud Aleph, what happens? Nishchata v'nimsos trefa, yushechlan fanu is a trefa. Hareze teitze l'beisa trefa. There's a special base in the base of Migdash where you burnt, not on the Mizbech, but you burnt in a separate room, you burnt body parts that were now invalid to be burnt on the Mizbech, and that's where you burned these body parts. What if you look inside and one of the internal organs is missing? And let's say it's an internal missing that would not make it a trefa, though. Let's take it a step further. There's some internal body parts, we'll show in a minute, that can be missing. It's not considered a mum. It's not considered a trefa, but it's missing a new thing. And what's that? It's not tamim. It's not wholesome. Because there's two in it. It can't have a mum, but it has to be tamim. Means it can't have a blemish, but even if it doesn't have a blemish, it could lack that it's not wholesome. So look at all the possibilities that can go wrong with an animal. Blemish is number one. Number two, it's not choicest. Number three, it did a sin with it. Number four, it's an internal trefa. And now even if it's not an internal trefa, it's just missing something. Even though it's not a trefa, it is choice. But it's missing, it's not awesome. That's what's going to happen next. So therefore, even if it's only missing one of the body parts, even though it doesn't make it a trefa, could go on. For example, shenimtza b'kul yachas, it only has one kidney. You can live with one kidney. We know that, right? But it's not, and it's not a trefa, and it's not a mum, but it's not complete. Oh, shenita l'tchol, oh, that spleen was removed. So what's the halacha now? Harezo asur l'mizbech, you can't bring it on the mizbech, so what's your choice? And you have to burn it in the base of Sreif again. Not because it has a blemish. Number one, of deficiency inside, it's not called a mum anyway. You don't bring an animal that is deficient. As it says, the animal offering shall be complete. And now an interesting law, and you know there is a law in Yoredeh, it goes as follows. There are certain body parts. If you're missing one of the internal parts, it's a trefa. It is a trefa. What if you're missing one of the lungs? It's a trefa. Now, there's a new rule. What if it has three lungs? So there's a rule in Hilchos Trefas that kol yeser kenitl dami. When you have one extra, it's like you have one missing. If you got three, it's like you have one. That's halach. So Rambam takes that law of Hilchos Trefas and now applies it over here, where even though it's not a vital organ, so let's say you're going to have three kidneys. So now what would three kidneys mean?
One.
It's like one kidney, but even one kidney could live. So he's saying if you have extra, it's still considered like it's deficient. That's the Rambam makes that extra rule, as it were. V'chol, Lafiga, therefore, v'chol yeser kecheser. Anything that's extra is considered missing. Lafiga, therefore, ninsa sham sholosh kol, says three kidneys, or shnei tchulim, or two spleens. Psul is still possible because extra is like it's lacking, and lacking, even though it's not a trefa, but it's lacking shlemus, and therefore cannot be brought. So now the Rambam gets into, we're going back to those temporary blemishes. How do you know if it's temporary or permanent? And he's talking about the one with the nerves, the degeneration of the nerves by the eyes. Is it a temporary degeneration or a permanent degeneration? And the Rambam says, here's the rule of thumb for you to determine if it's temporary or permanent. What's a permanent degeneration, which would be 100% mum? It's called shesha shmonim yom. You wait 80 days. Once you've seen the symptoms, remember, it can't see. Remember, the animal can't see because of this. Velora, 80 days, it doesn't see. Now, you have to know it's 80 consecutive days. Now, how do you know 80 consecutive days? Do you take it to the optometrist every 80 days to check? That'll be a little bit difficult. So what you do three spot checks over the 80-day period. And if during these three times it couldn't see it any one of these three times, we assume that for the entire consecutive 80 days, it could not see, and then it is a permanent degeneration of the nerves. We both can understand, we check to see if it's continuous. Shalosh from three times. Now the first day, it can't see. It's got this whole eye problem. Then you check now. Biyom Shiva Vesrim, On the 27th day, Meishi was when you first realized that's 1/3 of 80, right? Uveyomar Bavach on the 54th day, Uveyomishmar on the 80th day. Imra. Now, if it is able to see at any one of those times, then we say, oh, it's getting better. So then what happens? Let's say it's got better. Let's say on the 27th, it can see. Ah, finished. But then 3 days later, it can't see again. Okay, now we got to start a new 80-day calculation to see. So Imra, if he sees at any one time in those 80 days of inspections, modim lo shmoni me'eshe posu, you have to count again 80 days from when now it stops the next time to see. And now you see, is there a continuous 80 days? So therefore, if you do see a continuous 80 days, the temporary blemish has turned into a permanent blemish, and then you can redeem the animal. But it could take and go back and forth and back and forth. Or better yet, let's say it just starts seeing, and now it's good. Well then, once it can see, boom, shecht it right away. Don't kratz around and do what you can. Okay, now that was the, what do you call it? That was the degeneration of the nerves. What about the fact that the eye is filling up with liquid? How do we work at that? That's a little bit more complex. Yud Gimel. How can you tell if the water in the eye is a permanent thing? Now, it's a little bit different than the one before. By the degeneration of the nerves, there's nothing we can do to improve its condition and try to make it better. We just wait and see. When it comes to the fact that there's water in the eyes, there are things we can do to fix it. And really, we are obliged to try to heal it from its condition. And if we can heal it from the condition, fine. If we're not able to heal it from the condition, then we can determine it's a permanent condition. So as opposed to the wait-and-see approach, we have to be active in our approach. If the active approach works, that's fine. And if it's not, then it renders it for sure a permanent blemish. And that's what he says. How do you know if the water is a permanent state? So this is what we do. This is the medicinal cure, if it will work. Very tricky how you do this. So now you know it's got this problem. So he says, it's got to be like this. The regimen is to give it moist grass to eat. There's going to be all kinds of conditions next few halachas about this. Moist grass, and you start, it has to be exactly, Merosh Adar, from Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Chatzi Nisan, until the middle of Nisan. 6 weeks, a month and a half, of a fresh grass diet first thing in the morning. Then you wait three, V'achar Kach, and then regular for the next 3 months, dry, regular grass. You wait 3 months, Ramadan says, you wait 3 months, and then after a 3 month wait, the entire month of Elo, where you have the grasses, v'chatzi tishrei and a half a tishrei, and it eats the dry grass. So for 6 weeks on the front end, you're eating wet grass, then you have a 3 month break. 6 weeks of dry grass. Now, if it's Veloni Shrapa, doesn't get better from the eye condition from that, we now know it's a permanent status, it's a permanent blemish. If it doesn't get healed, either it doesn't get healed or it does get healed. That is the medication. We'll see there's more detail to this, but that's the general prescription. So in other words, we don't care when. Let's say it's the middle of Cheshvan. We got to wait all the way.
Purim, until, you got 11 and a half months.
You got to wait till Adar. If it's got this, we got to wait to try to fix it up. Now, maybe it'll clear up by itself anyway. But our obligation to decide once and for all, we know that once we hit Adar, it's 6 months, and we will determine if it has or not. So now there's all kinds of details with this. Yudalit. V'kamatochel. How much you got to eat from these dry grasses, bisman alach, in the dry, the wet grasses in the wet season. Dry ones, bisman yavish, in the dry season. How much you got to eat? It's going to be sort of like a pill, so to speak. In other words, what happens? Gets up in the morning, you give it kigrogeris or yoser. You give it the amount of a fig, dry fig, or more. Kodem suris, before its first meal. It's like a pill before a meal. You give it a fig's worth volume of wet grass first thing in the morning. Shall call yamim bishlosh shachar of these 3 months. Either it's the wet grass or the dry grass. That's the routine. For 6 weeks, it's like a pill of grass in the first thing in the morning. You wait 3 months, then the pill of grass the last 6 weeks. But not only that, But v'tzarch shetochel osam v'chol yom acher shesia. First it has to drink. It's not on an empty stomach. First you give it to drink, then you give it this amount of grass. V'tia, and also it has to be muter, so it has to be untied to go free in the field, not muzzled to a food trough. Basically when it's eating. And also, I don't know why, v'losia levad, it can't be alone. There's going to be another company. So it's got to be open, not tied up, has a drink, then given this food first. And then, when all these happen, Valonius said, does it get better after the 6 months? We know for sure it is a permanent blemish. And if you're missing any of that, which means to say you didn't do it exactly the right way, You didn't do. We'll see in the next halacha. Well, I did it. You didn't follow the medicine. You know, you have to take the pill every day, twice a day. What if you didn't do it like that? Then it's a suffix, vena cravus. He can't bring it. But on the other hand, we haven't decided for sure. Lelniv days, they cannot be redeemed. You want another 4 minutes to finish the paragraph? You want to stop?
Sure,
let's finish it. Same topic. Ketzat. So let's have some for instances. Tesva. Very simple. This is all we're going a little bit off of prescription. The first 6 weeks was perfect. You had the wet grass, everything was fine, it was great. But then you ate the other stuff, the dry stuff the way it's due, but you didn't wait the 3 months. In the half month of Nisan and the month of Iyar. But you didn't wait the 3 months in between. You ate right in order. So since you didn't do it according to prescription, it's because, and it didn't get better, it's a suffix. Oh, or, you ate the krogeris worth after it eaten, not before the meal. Oh, before it drank, and not after the drinking. Oh, it was tied up and not untied. Oh, it was alone. Oh, it was in a garden near the city. It was also a doubt what that means. And it didn't get better. We don't know if it's permanent or not. Therefore, we can't do anything with it. Now what happens if you put a blemish in it? Another blemish. What if you chop its leg off? Well, you know, you're not allowed to put a blemish on it. You just get lashed. But the question is, was it already blemished or not? So what do you put another blemish on it? You can't lash him. Okay. Ain't a loka. Now, what if, on the other hand, ochla kimishpata bismana achila v'onitzra? But what if it did everything according to prescription and didn't get better? Then harehi balas mumkva. Now we have determined it is a permanent blemish. One last question, Tezayin. Yesh padover sevik. The shan the gemara, that's not poishit. Okay, you were suspicious. Its eyes aren't good. This and that is a permanent thing. The leaking and this and that. Okay, now you do it. You went with the, it took you about 9 months till you finally found it. And guess what? It is really a blemish. Fine. Question. At what point in time do we determine that it is halakhically had the blemish? Do we say from today, 9 months later? We go, no, way back when we started the first time we were suspicious of it. Now it's like retroactively was a blemish. The difference will be, what if you did something wrong in between? Okay, so yesh b'davar safek im l'mafreyei balas mum. Do we say it goes retro? Once you've determined it's a permanent blemish, do we say it's retroactive? Me'esh shabali amum, when you first had it leaking water, or me'esh nishashu, or from the time you gave up hope of it being healed, it's a shaila. So we don't know what to do. Levi liver. Now, what if in the interim the guy just went and redeemed it? He wasn't supposed. If it had a blemish, the redemption was fine. But if he didn't, he wasn't supposed to redeem it. So when you redeemed it before you totally gave up hope on it, and more than that, and then it means you, if maybe you weren't supposed to redeem it. Now what happens? You weren't supposed to redeem it. Then you took personal benefit from the money which you redeemed.
Oh, no.
Now what if it was not supposed to be redeemed? Then you were moil behektish. You took things from hektish that you weren't supposed to take. But then afterwards he benefited from after you gave up hope, but you redeemed it before. Hareis a suffek mal to shaila if you transgressed of stealing from the base of Migdash, and therefore because of that, vein maybe korban mil, you cannot bring a korban to atone for the mila, as will be and explained in its place.
What are you gonna do?
We don't know.